Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Because of Ted, I did end up watching Poop Cruise last night.
Oh, which happened on the water.
I mean, you want to talk about all kinds of water, from fecal matter water to being on the high seas.
So when this cruise was what, 2010, 2015?
2013, I believe.
2013.
Yeah.
And the power went out on the ship.
That is correct. Something there was a fire in the
engine room or something.
But it basically burned all of the cables that supplied the power to all the mechanisms on the boat. So whether
does that include steering and all that as well?
Yes. Oh, they were floating.
Okay. What's
so
funny
the bilge, pump?
You never hear that about the cruise. Like, look, man, you've lost power to everything. So this is a boat just adrift at sea.
Correct.
That never comes up. The only thing I can tell you about this cruise is that people were pooping everywhere.
So and they were out there for a little while. And then what happened was, you know, not to give too much away, but another boat, another cruise ship, came along beside them to check out and see what was going on.
All right. Did they lose communication too?
Yes, they lost just about everything.
All right.
Well, they might have been able to communicate. I don't know about that. I cannot remember that specifically. But the other cruise ship comes up and buzzes them. Now, these people have power. They are partying.
Partying it, yeah.
They're on the deck. They are dancing around. Like, yeah. Like, they don't realize the severity of what is going on. Now, what ends up happening, though, at this point in time is that people that are on the stranded boat are able to use their cell phone and their Wi-Fi and send out messages to their loved ones. Like, hey, mom, dad, husband, whoever.
Word drift.
There's bachelor parties going on. There's all this stuff going on. Yeah, we are out in the middle. We have completely lost power, and this is not a good situation. That's when the story breaks. That's when the news breaks, basically, that information getting out from the passengers.
All right.
That actually kind of alerted everyone else to the severity of the problem. But they're on this boat. Keep in mind, like, the refrigerated items, far as eating, as far as, you know, using the bathroom. They're, the sewage backs up. Through people's drains in their room.
Right. That's the big one.
And keep in mind, if you're on a cruise ship, like, there's nothing you can do. There's nowhere you can go. It's impossible to escape anything.
Right. Now, these rooms are obviously also turning into ovens because there's no air. They are in the Caribbean. Mm. So most people are then taking their mattresses and finding spots on the deck to live, to sleep, and to be able to just, you know, have their own space because at that point in time, all the rooms were uninhabitable.
Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, some were, but most of them were not. So, and they tried to get them at the south part of the Caribbean, and the idea was they were going to tow them south, kind of toward the Yucatan Peninsula. But by this point in time, they had drifted so far north that it was going to take days longer because they kept telling them, hey, tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, we'll be in, you know, wherever.
All right.
Cozumel or wherever they're trying to pull them into. But they're drifting north. So now it's going to take days longer, and they're going to go into they're basically going all the way north across the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
They're going to pull them into Mobile, Alabama. And
which is just makes this whole thing even worse.
And I mean, they are in the middle of a living hell. There's really no fresh water. There's fecal matter water all over the place. The entire cruise ship, which is the size of a skyscraper, smells like crap.
Right.
You can't wash your hands. You can't. This one dude's like, you know, when they told me 6 a.m., he's like, you know what? I can hold this one. Because they gave them little red doggy bags, hazard bags, to use the bathroom in.
All right.
Which are littered all throughout the boat.
I say, then what do you do with the bag? Right.
Correct. Well, I mean, I've seen just the promo enough times with the one woman. It's like they handed us these red bags, and she's just like, no.
I'm not pooping in a bag.
I'm not pooping in a bag.
Well, this is my first. What else is she going to do, though? Did she just poop in the toilet, even though it doesn't?
Well, that was the thing. The one guy said, hey, man, I'm going to wait until 6 o'clock tomorrow when we're in. I can hold this. That gets delayed another day. And I believe he thought he could hold on for one more day. He couldn't. Eventually.
He just had a little rip.
Eventually, he had to use a red bag. No, actually, I think he found a toilet that he could use after he scoured the ship. But as they were saying, all of those toilets were basically volcanoed.
Oh,
with fecal matter. I mean, you start watching it, and it's almost pull the shirt over your head moments.
Right.
Where you can, because
it's real.
Like, it's like, oh, God. Like,
how long were they out there? How many days?
I want to say like 4 or 5. I mean, whatever it was just, it's an hour. It's not the longest thing in the world.
All right.
But I'm telling you, man, like, you want to talk about a disaster at sea. This is a, and then, so this one father and his daughter, they're basically like, we love, at the beginning of it, we love cruises. We go on cruises all the time. They're the ones that are breaking down. Like, the dad's like,
of course.
I'm so sorry. He's almost crying. Like, he's almost too theatrical about it. I didn't want to bring we were going to have a special time, blah, 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 blah. So at the end, they catch up with the people, what they're up to and everything else. Those two are still doing cruises.
Of course they are.
They didn't stop.
I mean,
wow, really?
Yes,
this did not. See, for me, that would be like, I have, I know what could go wrong. And I think I don't want to, if I knew that that could go wrong and I was a part of that, I would never step on a cruise ship again. Now, not ever having to deal with that, I will gladly, at some point in time before I die, hopefully book a cruise.
Just make sure you pick the right one, man.
The one you did, or the Alaska, like the river, like the Mediterranean stuff.
That was great.
I'd like to try that, or like the Alaskan one. But I don't know that the Caribbean one holds a lot for me.
I've also heard, not to sound like a really old man, but those European river cruises.
Viking Line, yeah.
Yeah, were they?
Yeah.
What?
Well, we obviously see the same ads when we're watching Arrow America.
Yes, exactly.
We're watching the same
that
track.
That looks like a great time.
Because we all know about it.
Look at that old boat.
And we all consider it.
Stopping cool little towns all the way through Europe.
I'm like, oh, they don't let kids on there. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and I have kids. And I'm like, ooh, that's the one I want to do.
They have to canoe behind the boat.
That is perfect.
Just give them a kayak.
So here's a
follow us.
Here's another terrible cruise ship story, right? And everybody over the years, you remember me talking about my mom, right?
Yeah.
Just turned 81. So she worked her butt off for years at the AFL-CIO, right? So we finally get her to retire. She gets pension, good package. So her and her one friend, this is, 10 years ago, you know, still 70s, right? Not 80s.
Yeah.
They're finally going to take this cruise, right? And my mom's kind of nervous about it.
Has this been like the cruise that they've quote-unquote dreamed of through all their working years?
Is this Caribbean?
Correct. It was leaving from Baltimore. It's going to go to, right? So they don't have to
Bahamas,
travel.
Bahamas, I guess.
To, right.
Bermuda, whatever.
And you got to keep in mind, her friend Tony, right? Like, I mean, they grew up together since like the 50s.
Jesus.
Right?
All right.
So I think it's one of those things they just talked about it and talked about it. Kind of like me and my buddy Cobb had talked about Burning Man. Finally, we go.
Yeah.
So they talk about it and talk about it. They get on this cruise. 2 days into it, my mom calls me.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I said, why are you calling me? Aren't you having fun? There's a hurricane. They turned us around.
Oh no.
They got like a day and a half, 2 days in, and came right back to Baltimore.
Do you get so they didn't back?
But you're like outside of South Carolina or something. You're
correct.
Really,
there was just a hurricane. It started. It was cruising up the coast, and they were like, we can't drive the boat through it.
So they canceled the entire
I mean, I think they got their money back, but they never were going to plan and go on another cruise.
So they never booked another one.
You do make a good point, though. Like, if you're going to take a cruise to the Caribbean, I mean, you can book in August or September if you want to, but it's hurricane season. Right?
Correct.
Almost any other time of the year, you'll be fine. But like August and September, like, do not book a cruise to the Caribbean during hurricane season. Because to your point, they're not even going to F around and act like they're going to deal with that.
Yeah.
They absolutely are not.
See, my thing is, I don't want to go on an Alaskan cruise. I have been to Alaska.
Mm.
I'm sure it's beautiful to see the glaciers on the way up.
I've heard mixed
all
reviews.
Those things.
Some
but
friends
also
went on one recently, and his point was, he's like, look, it is absolutely stunningly gorgeous, right? You're not going to see views like this and all this kind of thing. And I go, well, would you do it again? He's like, F no, man. He's like, look, because the thing is, I realize I'm not doing anything. I'm just looking at the beauty, and I'm cold outside, right, the whole nine. I'm like,
look,
okay.
I've been to Banff and Jasper. That's beautiful. You've been to Montana.
Yeah, beautiful.
I've not seen a glacier come into the Pacific Ocean, but I've seen glaciers and hiked on glaciers and walked on them and all that crap, and it's fascinating as hell. The views are stunning. I've seen glaciers come into lakes up there. But ultimately, if I'm on a cruise, I want to be on the deck. I want to be in the pool. I want to be walking around in swimming trunks, and I want to be able to jump into a hot tub or a towel.
And I'm not hating on cruises, right?
No, I'm not either. I'm just saying
they
just
love them.
I don't want the cold weather.
Do. Right. But like for me, when I travel, like if I'm in a little town, I want to walk around the town.
That's kind of my thing.
Or drive to the outpost and see where the locals have a whiskey.
Yeah, that's the thing. I just need to know there's a port of call each day.
Yeah.
Because being stuck on a boat, man, with some of the people that are on there too, just like, no, man, like port of call, I'm getting the F off the boat. It's fine at night. People just go to the casino or you get a couple drinks in you, but on the days where you went to the pool and you're just kind of there with everybody, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be on this boat. Like, the pool is great. The alcohol service is fantastic. Yeah. Great smoking, some cool people, but overwhelmingly, I'm like, I am surrounded by, like, 3,000 people that, like, I would hate in
normal life.
Do they
have, like, a group like a mall walkers, you know, people who just walk the perimeter of the boat? You know,
not
I mean,
so much on this boat, man. They partied pretty hard. It did not matter your age because out of all the people on there, there were maybe 100 kids total.
Okay.
And those kids got one of those, like, the membership card to the kid club. That way the parents didn't have to worry about them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.